Well, you may not know there's a lot of firsts associated with the city of Fresno. One of them, the first credit card was test marketed in Fresno in the late 1950s. Did you know that? Yep, that's where it all began. One of the first facilities dedicated to ministering to women and children in crisis opened its doors in 1955 in downtown Fresno. That entity, the Evangel Home of Fresno, going strong and better than ever today. Welcome to the radio broadcast from the Evangel Home. This is Heartline. Here's your host, Jim Tuck.
One more time, we get to record. We don't know if we'll still be here. If the Lord comes to take us out before the radio program airs, then so be it. But for today, we are sitting around Jerry Brenneman's office table. And Jerry, we have Brandy back with us. And we're looking forward to part two, because we just barely got started finding out about her. And there's some rough history, some very difficult things to overcome, to even come to the point where Evangel Home came into the picture. So just a quick review from you, and we'll get back to that conversation with Brandy.
Thanks, Jim. One of the things I remember most vividly about our first talk with Brandy was that she had waited in jail for a year or so to come here, which meant your time was up, really, wasn't it? I only know of one other woman who did that, and it was our Rosalind, who's on staff. And Rosalind waited in jail because we were filled up, and she had to wait that long to get a space. I don't know if that's why Brandy had to wait that long, but the fact that she did that and then still was willing to come here with an attitude of, I think I still need to make some changes and learn something, not an attitude of, I've been sitting in jail for a year, I think I've done my time, now just let me do what I want. That's not at all that's not at all her thought. So,
yeah. Well, and one of the things we talked about too was an early start at substance abuse. You were
7 years old.
And what happened that got you started down that path?
My mom. And then when she passed away, it was even worse. I took it harder. And I kept down that road, just kept stumbling and falling.
Yeah. I think I remember you said for your 7th birthday, she gave you a wine cooler for a birthday present.
James and Bartle, strawberry margarita. I can still remember.
Wow. Yeah, happy birthday, 7-year-old. I'm sorry, that just boggles my mind.
Then do you suppose, and then we won't keep talking about your mother, when your mother did that, was she probably under the influence then?
My mother was a very bad alcoholic. So. That's what her main focus was. I lived with her until I was 6. My grandparents raised me after that because I wasn't put in a foster home. She got custody of me. But I would go see my mom on weekends, and she would have her spurts of sobriety. But besides that, it was the men, the alcohol, the chaos.
Do you have siblings?
I have a half-sister, but I haven't seen her since I was 12.
Okay.
So at some point, how far back? You were incarcerated. And how did Evangel Home, remind us, how did Evangel Home come into your thinking?
Through a neighbor. I reached out before I even went to court. I needed help, and I couldn't do it no more. My son saw me throwing up blood because I was drinking so much, and I had to stop. I couldn't look at my kids no more.
And your neighbor is a staff person here?
Yes.
Well, God bless her for taking her. It's a lifestyle, not a job. That's great to hear that she's living that with her neighbors, not just with the residents at the Evangel Home. So you were incarcerated. How long did you stay in jail?
From December 19th all the way, June 19th to all the way to December 19th.
So 6 months.
Yeah.
And then you were given the option of a program?
I was given the option and a early release to go to a program, and I waited.
What happens if you leave the program?
Legally-wise? I have, legally wise, 6 years in prison.
Maybe you should stay.
Go figure.
So you called Evangel Home. They had an opening.
Yeah, I had called before I had even went, but I had got remanded that day. So I guess Rosalind was on the phone waiting for me to call back. She thought I wasn't interested, but it's because I got locked up.
Okay.
So I waited, and when I got out, I came here, and I sat and waited for an hour and a half. I just walked around the block a couple times. I got here real early. I was persistent.
Persistent and anxious a little bit,
yes.
Perhaps. So something changed. Something at some point you realized you were helpless and you had to have some help.
I couldn't do it no more.
Yeah. At what point was that? And talk us through that a little bit.
my kids looking at me through my front window asking me when I was going to come in and go to sleep.
Wow. Was that before you were remanded then?
Yeah, before I got remanded. My kids weren't in the home the last week of my sobriety. Their father filed for divorce and took custody, so I stayed sober in my house with my drug dealer upstairs and all my neighbors drinking. I sat in my apartment for the last week sober. Mm-hmm. And God was the one who helped me with that one, because I couldn't have done that on my own. I know I couldn't.
And that's when you said, that's it. I got to have help.
I needed help.
Yeah. Well, bless your heart. You did something. With so many times, Jerry, we hear people who come to that point and then they fall. And they come to that point and they fall and they come to the... And they don't take the steps necessary to get the help that they have to have to make it a long-term commitment to change.
Yeah, and just again, I am amazed, Jim, at the strength it takes for someone like Brandy, who has been at it for most of her life, is surrounded by the same kind of junk and evil, and sits in her place by herself and doesn't drink anymore. Mm. What that's intervention. That's God intervention, because like she said, you just can't do that by yourself. I think sometimes, why can't I stop doing the simple things I know that aren't good, like using my credit card for emergencies only? How many emergencies have now? I know that I shouldn't do that, and yet I still do it. Now, that is just a very insignificant little thing that, why don't I stop doing it? Well, because I know I can pay for it. Well, but it still is bad. So you have that, whether it's spending too much money or eating too much cookies, but you go up the line and you really are destroying your life and destroying others. And that's where I have to really pat her on the back for being able to stop.
Yeah, because it is ground zero. That's where change happens, is with that decision. Nothing happens without that decision.
So you know, I have the image with that of her really being in a foxhole in a war.
Oh.
And she's the only soldier on her side except for God. And she is surrounded by enemy troops and weapons and she and God do it all. I think of, you know, the Bible in her pocket kind of thing that deflects a bullet. And it's a very dramatic image I have of her, because I think it was a very dramatic intervention.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, praise God. He's a loving father.
He wants what's best for Brandy.
So tell me about your classes. What are you enjoying about your classes?
I'm enjoying the financing. You would like that.
And she'll be holding me accountable.
Yes, I have my book in my bag. I like Timothy.
Okay.
Yeah. Joy, she does that class. It breaks it down to where I'm learning all new things. So when I remembered, when she asked the question, I was like, I know. So it feels very good, and I'm very grateful to God that I can remember something that's worth remembering.
Yeah. Well, good. What changes do you see in Brandy?
I can look at myself in the mirror and not have to close my eyes and be afraid anymore.
Mm. Wow.
How are the kids with you? What difference do they see?
They're happy. They're not embarrassed to me anymore.
So do you get to see your kids?
Yeah. Tomorrow I get my first day pass.
Okay. Well, good for you.
I'm very excited to meet your kids when you get to bring them here someday.
Oh, they've been coming on Saturdays.
Well,
but
you
miss them
on Saturday.
Yeah, well, Jerry gets a day off every couple of weeks and usually takes a Saturday of all things. Well, good. And that is so healthy for them to see the transition of their mom, too. Because how old are they?
10, 9, 7, 5, and 4.
10, 9, 7, 5, and 4. So still young enough that there are good memories to be made.
Yeah.
And good training to be brought into their lives.
Yeah.
From a loving mom who's doing things right.
My son, he would amaze you. He's the one who reminds me of most scriptures.
How so?
He knows a lot about the Old Testament, and I know about the New Testament, so.
How did he learn?
Going to church.
Well, who took him to church?
I did. So did their dad. We sent him on the bus, too. So, yeah.
Now, why did you send your kids to church when you were in that lifestyle? And was your husband in that lifestyle?
Because I didn't want him to be like me.
Okay. How about your husband?
He was in his addiction, but he stopped before I could stop. Just my addiction took me further.
Okay. And did he go to a program, or did he just say, that's it, I'm not doing that anymore?
He just he was able to stop, and I couldn't comprehend that. I didn't understand it.
Wow. You know, it's a lot harder on women to stop most things, including cigarettes. It's just the way our bodies are made, and we absorb things differently, physically and emotionally, and it's usually much harder for us.
We hold on to it longer than mm-hmm. sometimes males do.
Well, then I feel bad for it because I remember how awful it was when I quit smoking. I mean, it was in 1971, so
well,
I think it's going to take. But it was rough. I'd have dreams for years after that I picked up a lit cigarette and it'd wake me up because I knew it still owned me.
Wow.
Yeah. So thankfully, by God's grace, I don't do that anymore.
Cigarettes are the hardest addiction to let go.
Well, I hear alcohol's pretty rough.
Oh, yeah, it's painful, too, to stop.
Yeah. Okay. Well, thank you, Brandy. Thanks for taking the time. It's great to get acquainted with you a little bit, and we're going to pray God's best for you and that you stay committed to change and to the faith.
Oh, you're not getting rid of me.
There'll be more interviews to come.
All right. Yeah, that would be fun to follow you through the garden program right up to your graduation and all. So that'd
be
great.
I'll be here all year.
All right. Jerry, we've got just a minute or so left. What should our listeners know about Evangel Home and how they might be able to help?
I don't know if they have received a mailer that we sent out called Thank You for Caring, Would You Think About Sharing? And it was telling everybody that on our all of our donors and folks on the mailing list that all knew how last year ended. It was touch and go for a while because it was really like, you know, when you're running a place like this and you have $10,000, period, it's like, ugh, come on. They came through like, oh, it was just so awesome. So I sent a letter with a little brochure telling people what they had done for us. And then the brochure asks them, rather than give us more money, can you tell some people about us? And that's really the pattern, and it's the tool we want to use to get more people to know what God is doing at Evangel Home for women like Brandy. Thank you for caring. Would you think about sharing? And so the little brochure talks a little about us, and then it's got a couple of places where you could tell us the name of a friend and send it in. You could tell your friend. You can send us your name and tell us about your friend, and we can contact them and say you sent them. But if each person could tell someone else about us, that's the way we want to get our story up.
Great idea. No advertising is better than word of mouth.
And look how many people
you're talking about. Yeah, and so that's a terrific idea. And there are practical things, as we always talk about, paper goods, household items. It starts with prayer. But if you have any questions about what might be appropriate, give us a call at 264-4714. Maybe you've got some time you'd like to volunteer. We can put you to work. Thank you, Brandy. Thank you, Jerry. Thank you, my listening friend, for joining us on this edition of Heartline from Evangel Home of Fresno.
The Evangel Home of Fresno can be reached by phone in the 559 area code 264-4714. 24/7 online, evangelhome.org. Thank you for joining us for this week's edition of Heartline, the RV, the radio voice of the Evangel Home in Fresno. Talk to you next time.